We know what that means, don't we, Shannon? It's Jobs Wednesday.
That's right. And we're so glad that we always have someone from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center in joining us. And today, I believe it's Becca Tan joining us. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. So we know that you guys are always bringing us some glimpse of sunshine amid the dark clouds of the coronavirus pandemic and the job changes that have been caused because of that. So tell us what you've got right now. Are there new jobs out there?
Absolutely, yes. So that is the good news. In the past week, 700 new jobs have been added to Connecting Colorado. And then currently, there are more than 4,600 open jobs in the Pikes Peak region.
That's a lot. That's a lot. So tell us, are these in specific sectors? Are we starting to see jobs in the, for instance, the food service industry, restaurant industry? Are those coming back?
Yes, yes. Those jobs are coming back. And also IT and cybersecurity, healthcare, transportation, government, et cetera. So it's really across a broad range of sectors.
Is it to the point where, I remember in January, we were talking about it was so competitive for businesses to actually land employees. We were in that setting, that stage, and how quickly things flipped because of this pandemic. But are we getting back to that situation?
We are, for different reasons, I think, than before. Before it was because the unemployment rate was low, but now it's high, but still employers are having to compete for the people who are out there. Some people are ready and eager to come back to work. Some may still have childcare issues and other things left over from the pandemic. So there are fewer people at the moment looking for jobs. So it's still competitive from the employer side, really needing to get the talent they need on their teams.
And Becca, I wanted to see if you agree with this. In the business page of the Gazette today, the headline on the top of the business section, spring's hiring outlook unchanged. Manpower Group is seeing a 9% staffing growth for the third quarter. So that sounds like you're seeing the same thing at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center.
Yes, right. It was like there was a temporary lull, and now, my goodness, it's full speed ahead. And so this is the time to be looking for work. And like I said, there's a broad range. At the moment, we still have a virtual job fair going on through this Friday. It's the Military and Veterans Employment Expo, and there are more than 130 employers on there ready to hire. So they're all in one online platform. So it's great that you can access that many employers all at once. And people can access that by opening an account in connectingcolorado.com. And again, that's a broad range of industries: government, city, county, state, federal, financial, staffing agencies, defense, Xcel Energy, et cetera. So quite a few.
And so it's not even people who are out of work that should look into signing up for an account, because you may be in a job and you're thinking, maybe now is the time for a change. I think there's a reset going on in terms of people really evaluating their lives with this pandemic. And so maybe that's something that could be encouraging to those who are looking to switch careers.
Most definitely. This is the time to make a change. So I would encourage people on both sides, people who are already working and those who are looking, that this is the time. There are new opportunities available.
And, you know, KRDO, for many years, KRDO News Radio was part of the Military and Veterans Employment Expo. I understand because of what's going on now, it's got to be virtual. But having been to that event many times as one of the sponsors, there are great opportunities. They're good positions, and I hope people will take advantage of it.
I do too, absolutely. We've put a lot of work into gathering them all on that one platform to make it easier for job seekers to find all these different options.
Okay. Do you have any featured jobs that we can talk about?
I do. I have four. Do we have time for four?
Okay. Well, let's run through fast.
Let her rip.
Okay. Forest Ridge Senior Living has multiple full-time vacancies available for charge nurse, RN, or LPN in Woodland Park. The charge nurse responsible for professional nursing services and care and provides overall supervision of resident care. Applicants need to have a current nurse licensure. Starting pay is $25 an hour. please see job number 83493030. Then we have TMC Design Corporation hiring for a senior test engineer. In this role, you'd be responsible for developing and implementing software and hardware system tests. This is full-time, pay is negotiable based upon past education. See job number 83853. And then we have concepts in millwork, hiring for a delivery material handler, full-time position, applicants responsible for loading, unloading, and delivering completed projects to a job site. Starting pay is $15 per hour. See job number 83865 29. And our final feature job is Nursing and Therapy Services of Colorado. For a full-time billing specialist, you'd be responsible for completing completed field staff visits to create payroll and billing, assist with managing accounts receivable, and under the oversight of the Director of Financial Services. Starting pay between $14 and $15 per hour. Please see job number 83666461.
All right, Becca, we appreciate it. Sounds like good news for those folks that are looking for work. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Mike and Shannon. Have a great day.
You too.
842 KRDO's Morning News.